thank you. All right. What is the gospel? You know, why is Christian so excited? It's like, hey, can I tell you this good news? Can I tell you that Jesus has come? Can I tell you you can be saved? And that one, people like, why do I need to be saved? There's nothing wrong with me. You know, I'm fine. I'm alive. Actually, my bank account is quite all right. What are you talking about? You know, I'm not drowning. But those are the language that Christians talk about, all right? So I just want to unpack what is the gospel. Now, again, Christianity, I've been through many churches. Sometimes they kind of know it. If you are too general, then that to me is not truth. Truth is very specific. You know, there's truth about who Jesus Christ is. Why did he have to die? Did he actually die? Did he actually die? Did he die as a man? Did he die as a God? Because he's fully God and fully man. You know, we took some of them, you know, Christianity explained. And one of the young lady got lots of good questions. It's like, why did Jesus have to be water baptized? Wasn't he perfect? Good question, isn't it, Pastor Winston? Yeah, he acknowledged that. All right. So, very specifically, the gospel is about the anointed one. Christ in Greek means the anointed one. So, Tess, you can't die for the world's sin. I know I love your hair, but you can't die for the world's sin. All right? You're not the anointed one. You know, Tim, your good friend, you know, sharp crew cut, he can't die for the world too. It has to be specifically anointed. The Hebrew called him the Messiah, the deliverer, the one who come to save the world. Does the world need saving? You know, in our current context, 2025, depending where you live in the world, most of the world will say, yes, less war, less inflation, more money, you know. Whatever it is, the world is in a bad place. So therefore, we need the Messiah. So what did he come to do? That Christ, again, Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, died for our sins, all right, according to the scripture. It wasn't his own, oh, I think I'll rescue some people today. You know, I got a bit of blood. No, it was according to the scripture. It was historically prophesied that this man, only one man, because in the past there was like, oh, is this a Messiah? Is this a Messiah? No, there's only one Messiah, the anointed one by God's Spirit. So he died. He was buried. But this is a big thing. He was raised on the third day. Again, in those past history, many were resurrected. But this resurrection is different because the past resurrection, even Lazarus, was only revived. He wasn't resurrected to eternal life. That's the difference. Jesus Christ is the only one that's resurrected from earthly life to eternal life. That's the big difference. Other people have come alive, but they still die. You know? Then he appeared. So he appeared not as a ghost. He appeared as Jesus Christ who died, but without his fleshly body. So people could still recognize, like, ah, is that Jesus? Yes, it wasn't Jesus' ghost. It was Jesus. They could recognize him. They had breakfast with him. So Jesus was cooking on the beach to wait for the disciples to come. So he was physically playing with fire and enjoying breakfast with the disciple. So what is this? He comes in a new body. And those who believe we're going to look forward to new body. I already ordered mine. A bit like Bruce Lee, all right? And a bit of Arnie. So I'm not racist, so I pick a bit. And he's ascended. So it's like, okay, can you see I hang around on earth, but I have a continuing mission. I have to go to my Father down. All right? That is the gospel. I get to share with Melody when Melody first came, you know, the second Sunday, I think. I like, you need to know the gospel. She got the gospel, and then Ariel, a good friend, kind of unpack it a bit, you know. All right, next one, please. All right, so before Jesus died, when you have Jesus saying, I am, he's relating to Jehovah, Yahweh, the Hebrew God who say, I am who I am. You know, one of the young guys like trying to trick the God and say, who are you? You know, he's like, I don't have to explain. I am who I am. I existed in past, present, and I will continue to exist. I am who I am. So when Jesus do that, you have to play with words and like, oh, Jesus is saying, I am. I am the Son of God. I will be resurrected. No, he's saying, I'm present tense. I am resurrection and the life. So it's not earthly life. It's the resurrection and then the eternal life. The eternal life. All right? So when you come to Christ, you go through the burial, the resurrection. This is basically what we're going to enact in the baptism. All right? So then he say, he who believes in me will live even if he dies. Dies as in earthly life. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. That's the assurance. But then the question is, do you believe this? Do you believe this? So three young people this year came to the Lord. I mean, sometimes it's so slow. You know, some of you have been praying for people. It's so slow. But this three was so quick. You know, JK, it was only one day. The next day, like, because I was trying to say, okay, I know you don't know God, but I do. The circumstances that you're in, I think God set you up for this. You know, you came, you don't know anyone, and you got someone telling you about the gospel and telling you, I think God set this up for you. Would you want to believe in this God? You know. All right, next one, please. So, how to be saved? Again, from the scripture, not from tradition, not from, you know, this is a surety as in God's will. God's word reveals his will, his ways. If you follow it, sure thing. 100% confident you will get what he promised. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart, so faith starts in the heart. And if the heart, out of the heart, the mouth speak. So if you really believe, you will say, hey, Jesus is my Lord now. That's what he confessed. From the dead, you will be saved. Again, saved from sin, saved from earthly life, so that you can enter into eternal life without sin. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. So righteousness is a word opposite to sin. Sin means you are unrighteous. You are not relating properly, correctly, divinely with what God wants. So sinful and then righteous. With the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So salvation is not just saved from sin, but saved into a new perfect package life where you are a new creation with new identity. For the scripture says, again, it's according to the scripture. So it's not according to some man's idea. It's according to what God already planned and promised. Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. Your hope is completely sure, 101%. for whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's how you get saved. Now we're going to do communion, all right? For those who like, oh, that's easy. I think I want to believe. You can believe in it, all right? We do communion. It's an open communion. Some are more selective in different church and all that because we see Jesus modeling it before he went to the cross. 1 out of 12 believe in him, all right? So 1 out of 12 because one was Judas. Yeah, what did I say? All right, everyone, this is Pastor Maria. She's also my English teacher. And because she's my boss, she can interrupt me anytime. So just in case you think she's rude, we work this out. That's how our marriage survived. All right, back on track. Communion. Okay, so communion again is remembering. That's what Jesus said, remember. Because, again, we human beings go through tough time. It's like, where's God? Why is my life so hard? Only Asian complain, that's why I put in that. Why is my life so hard? You know, I tried this, I tried that. Cannot work, cannot, so hard. Aussie don't do that, obviously, like, she'll be right, mate. All right, communion, please. Those who are serving. Where's Darren? He's run out. Karis, can you help? Okay. Tim, you want to help here? And yeah, this side. So, that one. Okay, thanks. So communion, again, is symbolic. Maria and I always say, if you just take it as a bicky and juice, that's all you get. But if in faith, you take it as Jesus said, this is my body, broken and given for you. You will receive the blessing of Jesus' body. And then he say, this is my blood, shed for you. Again, according to the scripture, without the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. So that's why there need to be a shedding of the blood. So there's a lot of imagery in the Old Testament that we people as in non-Jews, don't really get it. So there was a lot of sacrificial of the lamb. So Jesus was known as the Lamb of God who came to save the sins of the world. So when everyone is served, and I'm watching, and then we'll take it together. So in your heart today, you can believe in Jesus and you can be saved. It's that easy. Now the hard part with most of us is, it's too easy, man. Too easy. You know, young people, too easy. Too easy. Yes, it's easy. That's how you can get saved. Too easy. All right? Get you to do something. Yeah, can you believe in all that? Yeah, too easy. So, it was the Last Supper before Jesus went to the cross. He actually celebrated his friendship with his close friend. All right? Just imagine that. He knew less than 24 hours he's going to be. All right, there used to be a cross there. Hung on the cross because he was perfectly human. Hung on the cross for at least 6 hours. His flesh was torn. And yet he took the bread. So Chinese is the same, you know, most culture. Food is fellowship, celebration. He took it in the celebration of the joy. That's why it's called a love feast. With the sorrow that is in front of him, but he say, hey, you're my friend. I wish I can not do this, but I'm going to die for you. And he celebrated. So when we take it, it's an insult if we don't receive the full package of who he is when he was alive, died, resurrected, and ascended. So this is the body of Christ. Let's receive it with reverence, honor, but also joy that Jesus willingly loves us. I say the wine symbolic represent the blood, but is also wine as joy again, because Jesus was the anointed one, but he was anointed with the oil of joy. All right? So he's saying party is coming. I just want you to remember this. You know, I know you're going through a hard time, but this suffering cannot compare to the glory that's coming. We're going to party when I come. That's what Jesus said. I'm going to drink this. This is going to be my last earthly one, but I'm going to come back and we're going to celebrate. That's why this is a covenant of peace and grace. And also because his covenant means what he promised, he's going to keep, he's going to come back. Yeah. So simple prayer, if you're thinking like, okay, how do I do this? It's like, Jesus Christ, I believe you have come and you live a sinless life, but you died a cross, sinful for the world's sins. So you acknowledge what Jesus has done. And I thank you, Jesus, you have resurrected to eternal life, but also one who has the power to give eternal life. So I want to believe and confess you are my Lord. I'm a sinner who has gone astray. Astray means I'm lost. I want to come back to you as my God, and I receive you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. I belong to you now, and I have new life. And in you, I will have peace, your protection, and your providence. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, next one, please. There's more. All right, welcome. Can you serve the three young men that just walk in? I'm not trying to highlight you, but you guys are three very good-looking guys. Come and have a seat. Yeah, Jamie got a couple of seats there for you. So the reason why we do it informally is because I come a non-Christian family. I don't have church tradition. And so I try to do things as I understand from the Bible. And really, really, the way the gospel is put is really for childlike people. So I'm not very smart. You know, so I try to make the message childlike so that everyone can understand whatever the culture and all that. So welcome. If you don't understand anything at the end of the service, there's few of us who can unpack a bit, because biblical language is a different language. So if you don't know the Bible, you go to church, you know, we get up, stand up and sing. That's kind of weird, you know. But yeah, we love it. It's weird, but we love it. All right, so you're here mainly for the candidate of baptism, the importance of water baptism, our all-in, right? When you decided in your heart and you confess that Jesus is Lord, it's like, oh, I can't keep it to myself. I need to tell the whole world. So that's why it's a public declaration. And in the New Testament and all that, it wasn't a big crowd like this. It was just like 10, 20 people. That was good enough. You know, some even baptized in a small room, five people, because it's the close friend, your family. You're like, I need to tell you. And it's non-judgmental, because they're like, what have you done? Who is Jesus? Are you sure it's not a cult? Are they asking for money yet? You're laughing. I haven't asked for money yet. Wait. All right, next one. All right. It's our calling to the acts of baptism. All right? This is all in the commission. Commission is when Jesus died, he rose again and said, hey, by the way, now that I'm going, I'm passing the ball to you, Obeyton, and you go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. First thing is, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we do it, you know. We try to encourage people to believe and be baptized straight away. Because it's more than symbolic. It's obedience to God. Again, if you follow God's word, God's will, God's way, you get God's blessing. Next one. All right. What happens in baptism? Again, it's not symbolic. And do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? So Jesus, before he went to the cross, he went through baptism, then the cross. For us, we have to go through the cross first. We're like, ah, oh, yeah, I can't die for myself, man. Because if I die for myself, it's only once. But if I die with Christ, I get to rise again. So you identify with the baptism as in, I will crucify with Christ on the cross. So that's a symbolic baptism into his death. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death. So we asked Theo, how many minutes you want to be under the water? He said, 10 minutes. I said, no la. 3 seconds. All right? But Daniel think he might do 5 minutes. So that's all right. Okay. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into the dead, so that as Christ raised. So when you go through, you raise with Christ. You don't raise alone. This is the beauty of Christianity. You are no longer alone. You are with the Son of God. I mean, how good is that? You know, you're not alone. No matter what family you come back, come, you know, is you're born again. Oh, I'm so excited. It's so good. All right. So that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father. Again, a big word, glory of the Father. Father, heaven, glory is holy. You know, it's not Mickey Mouse stuff. It's really heavenly stuff. So we who might walk in the newness of life, everything become new. You are all new creation. The old have passed away. You walk into the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly, surely, 100%, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Let me just unpack that, okay? When you receive Christ, you receive his resurrected life. His resurrected life means he can no longer sin anymore. When he was on the earthly life before he went to the cross, he was still tempted. He could still be tempted. He could still feel pain. But in his resurrected life, no more tears, no more dying. Now, that's very hard because most churches don't teach that, don't preach that. But it's in there, in the likeness of his death. It's like, if you really die with him, then you will raise like him in the resurrection life. All right, next one, please. So, baptism. So, I'm running through it because, like I say, some people, I just want to unpack it. You know, this is all 101 Christianity. So baptism as being buried with Christ and raised to new life in Christ. It symbolizes your old life buried. So when you go through the water, whatever you have that you don't like, leave it in the water. Rise up new with Christ. When you rise from the water, it represents the resurrection power of Christ giving you new life and new identity. New identity is very important. Grace, like a child of God, it is a transformative by grace. What it means is inside out, there is a real change. It's not like you went in, you were dry, and you come out wet. That's all you get. No, no, you actually come and there's a change if you believe that God is doing something. Next one, please. Okay, so Jesus did it, all right? Jesus did it, and then Matthew said, go and make disciples and baptize them. So it's an act of obedience, but I want to highlight, wasn't Jesus the Son of God? Why through his baptism, suddenly a voice from heaven, so that's what the scriptures say, the voice from heaven say, hey, by the way, I just want to tell you, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. He hasn't done anything yet. No miracles yet. He just did the first act of obedience unto God. Identify himself with humanity. All right? So it's an act we go through when we believe. Next one. Okay. New identity. All right? New identity. That's what born again is. We're born into the family God has forgiven, renewed, renamed. And then, deep in my heart, I believe, I hear God's voice. I am his beloved child. He loves me. He likes me. I can't believe it. You know, he loves me. He likes me. He's well pleased with me. That's the identity when you get up. Next one, please. All right. The cleansing again is like, hey, just to be clear, I know you have trauma. I know you've been struggling with addiction. I know, you know, certain things in your mind you dare not share with people, or the things in your heart. But the cleansing, water in the scripture often represent cleansing and renewal. He saves us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. So the water is symbolic. The Holy Spirit is rushing in us, cleansing us outside and inside. We declare that through Christ, our sin has been washed away. Acts 22:16 was very quick. They say, you know, why don't you just get up and be baptized now that you already believe? So it's a visible sign of an invisible transformative power of God. Next one, please. I'm rushing through because I want to get the three candidates to share their story. So new identity, child of God, we get to be in the family. That's why you don't do Christianity on your own, all right? Baptism is our entry to the body of Christ. Jesus say, I am the way to the Father. Jesus say, I'm the truth about the Father. Jesus say, I'm the life with the Father. Jesus didn't say that. I just paraphrase it to help you. You know, Jesus is the way to the eternal Father. So I believe in Jesus. I belong to his body, which is a church, the family. That's why we get to call Abba Father, Heavenly Father. And also I'm part of the mission. I'm in my Father's business now to save the world, to help Jesus save the world. Next one, please. And then obviously, you know, the three candidates are saying, I don't know how to explain this, but I want my friends to know that I believe Jesus died for me, rose again, now lives in me. So it's just their witnessing. Witnessing is like, I believe this is my truth. I just want to let people know. Next one, please. Okay, almost done. So, JK, Melody, Theo, this is your beginning of your new life. It's about living a washed, clean life. You know, don't worry about your dirty conscience or whatever. It's all washed clean and just believe. Your Father assurance, you are already his beloved son. You are identified with Christ and Christ is in you and you live with Christ. It declares freedom from sin. It calls you to live as a witness of new life a new identity. That's very important because people think religion, Christianity is private. It's never private, it's very public. How can you hide the joy that keeps bubbling out? You cannot. You have to share it. You know, you have to share it because the Spirit is so good, you have to share it. And you don't walk alone, you walk in the power of the risen Christ, which is His Holy Spirit. All right, without further ado, we're going to get Melody first. Ni hao. Oh, sorry, wrong context. English, please.
I'm a little bit nervous.